Okay, soccer's World Cup kicks off in Brazil in just about 3 weeks' time, which means added excitement for those who collect World Cup stickers. Millions of fans around the globe collect these stickers, much like baseball cards in the United States, and then fans beg, barter, or even steal to fill their official albums before the tournament begins. It takes 640 stickers, one for every player, along with team logos and pictures. This is the kind of global story that requires team coverage. We're not kidding. In a moment, we'll hear NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Sao Paulo, Brazil. We begin with NPR's Carrie Kahn in Mexico City.
The Italian Panini Group, which publishes the official album, says it's printing more than 750 million stickers a week. The family-run operation won't disclose sales figures, but Ricardo Escondón, who trades and sells hard-to-find stickers from his tiny stall at a popular market near Mexico City's airport, says he's cashing in big time.
Mi verdadera ganancia está en esto, porque estas tarjetas ya se dan a 5, a 10, a 15, a 20.
Escondón, who everyone calls Richard, sells the packets of 5 stickers for 6 pesos, but he makes his money in the popular cards, like Argentina's star forward Lionel Messi, or Mexico's striker Chicharito Javier Hernandez, which go for up to 20 pesos apiece. It's not just neighborhood kids at Richard's stand. 41-year-old Gerardo Monroy says he does this every 4 years.
Pues no me la va a creer, pero yo desde el Mundial del 82 que recuerdo, yo me he puesto a juntar los álbumes.
Ever since the 1982 World Cup, Monroy says it's too early to start buying hard-to-find cards. There's still time to swap and trade. Richard gives him one for every 2 he turns in. 15-year-old Gonzalo Mendoza isn't waiting. He wants to fill his album up right away. He uses a mobile app to keep track of the cards he needs.
Lo más que he gastado son al día 120.
He works for his mom at her juice stand at the market. She pays him 200 pesos a day. He says some days he spends 120 pesos, about $9, at Richard's stand. With just a little more than 2 weeks before the opening game, the sticker craze in Latin America is in full swing, but nowhere more evident than in Brazil, host of this year's World Cup.
This is Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and I'm at one of the mega malls in this city, and here in the basement, there are about 30 to 40 people. It's around 6 p.m., so it's after the work and school day, and young people, old people are huddled around in groups, exchanging cards, trying to find the ones that they need to fill their sticker books. It's kind of like a swap meet for this very particular World Cup tradition.
Mexico, Australia, France.
26-year-old systems analyst Ricardo Ghisi comes here once a week, and he's sitting on the floor with 2 other people sifting through cards. Each sticker is numbered, which makes it easy, he says, to know which ones you need. For me, this reminds me of my childhood, he says. I used to do this with my parents. It's also a great way of meeting people, he says. 24-year-old chef Elisa Canet is trying to finish up 4 of the sticker books. She tells me with Brazil hosting the games and the possibility that the Brazilian selection may win, it will be a great memento and possibly valuable. She's hoping to sell one of her completed books for a healthy profit.
And it's not just the people here who are desperately scrambling to fill their sticker books. There is something of an international trade going on. I have a request from Carrie Kahn in Mexico.
77, 78, 80, 81.
And indeed, Elisa says, after looking through her stack, that she has a few that Carrie is actually needing. So they are in the mail.
Cool. Thanks, Lourdes. My sticker-crazy family, okay, mostly my husband, is going to be thrilled. In Mexico City, I'm NPR's Carrie Kahn.
And this is Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News in Sao Paulo, Brazil.